Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel, talking latest cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com. Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires plus 70 open-yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Our report today being brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Our latest cattle on feed report issued this last Friday afternoon. It's our February report as we continue to play catch-up from the partial government shutdown. On feed numbers coming in at 11.7 million head as of February 1. The inventory slightly above the February 1, 2018 USDA report. Placements 5% below 2018. Marketings of fed cattle during January, 3% above the same month in 2018. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. And based on some of the pre-report guesses that we saw, Daryl, I guess these numbers are pretty well in line.
They really are. You know, there's no big surprise in these numbers. And we're still catching up from being delayed. So there's an element here of sort of old news. I don't anticipate any, you know, certainly no major market reaction to this. We know the weather's had some pretty big impacts in January with the, you know, feedlot situation. So this report just kind of continues sort of what we knew already, I think.
Daryl, you mentioned weather. Are we effectively going to have a weather market this spring when it comes to our finished cattle?
Well, you know, it's a little hard to tell, but there's a cumulative effect. You know, if you have one winter storm, you really have a hard time seeing much impact. When you have a whole series of storms like we've had, and we have so much snow in some places, we are going to have those mud issues that follow that. And in some cases, in some other areas, some farther south areas, we've had rain instead of snow. The net effect is I think we're going to see some impacts from this for, you know, several weeks this spring. You know, once we have this kind of cumulative effect, pulling down carcass weights and putting cattle behind and finishing, I think this will probably impact the market for several weeks. Now, it's not always easy to measure that impact, but I think the impact will be there for quite some time.
Daryl, I know historically it seems like that when we've had one of these wintertime events, we always get a little bit of an upward bump on slaughter cattle prices. There seems to be a disruption in the beef pipeline.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, again, seasonally, we're still in that time period. We're kind of expecting seasonally anyway for fed cattle prices to strengthen a little bit here, probably for another month or so as we get into April. And this will push it even higher. And that's part of the reason that seasonal pattern exists is because we tend to see this kind of impact. So we may push that a little farther this year with the weather impacts we've had. You know, we've got good, strong box beef prices right now, and it's partly reflecting that weather. In terms of just the disruption and the tightness of supplies. And also, yeah, obviously, I think demand is still pretty good as well. So for all of those reasons, I think we'd expect this fed cattle market to be pretty strong, at least here for the next few weeks.
One final question, Daryl. We are at the point of making that decision of whether or not to pull cattle off of wheat pasture or allow the cattle to stay on and graze out instead of harvesting for grain. First hollow stem has arrived for many producers, so having to make that decision, about half of our wheat acreage this year has been grazed. Your thoughts about where we are on the possibility of seeing some of those acres continue to be grazed out this year?
I think we might. You know, the wheat market has really been challenged a lot and relatively weak. And so, you know, some producers that are kind of on the fence about that decision are looking at that. I think there's a fair chance with the, you know, the relatively solid cattle markets that we've got right now, they may well be thinking about grazing out a little bit more than usual.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.